USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
California lawmakers unveiled a new bill called Assembly Bill 1400 at the beginning of the year that would establish a single-payer health care system, a plan that would be funded by nearly doubling California's already high taxes. The Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan group, is reporting that the proposed constitutional amendment would increase taxes by roughly $12,250 per household in order to fund the first-of-a-kind health care system. California officials say the taxes would fund government-run health care for all Californians, which would offset the costs of higher taxes and would save money in the long run. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too soon to say whether the Omicron variant will mark a shift in the COVID-19 pandemic to endemic. Fauci on Bloomberg Monday.
Control means you have it present, but it is present at a level that does not disrupt society. And I think that's what most people feel when they talk about endemicity.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As inflation rages on most economies around the world, Democrats have started discussions for more free money to the American people.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
Before we spend another dime, I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A preliminary study in Israel, believed to be the world's first, found that the fourth COVID-19 vaccine booster is not enough to prevent Omicron infection. Ili Regev Yoche, director of Sheba Medical Center's Infectious Disease Unit, made the claim. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Republican National Committee's call for a rules change to force candidates seeking the party's nomination to reject debates, sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates, was based on the Commission's biased history of making the debates about the commentator, Chris Wallace, in September of 2020.
We're moving on.
It didn't take that.
Well, Vice President,
can I be honest? It's a very important
try to
question.
Be honest. The answer to the question is no.
Ukraine.
With
$1 billion of
Ukraine. That is absolutely not true. You're going to have
tape.
True. Gentlemen, I hate to raise my voice, but I see it seems to be, why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? So here's the
deal.
Good
point.
RNC Chair Rona McDaniel on Newsmax Monday.
It's just been a history of the CPD allowing moderators to roll over Republican candidates. Let's go back to Candy Crowley when she interjected herself in the 2012 debate. So the RNC went to the CPD and said, we need guarantees for our voters, for the American people, for the 74 million Republicans, that you're not going to pick biased moderators, that you're going to let us have a voice in that, that you're not going to have a debate start after 26 states had started voting, which is what happened in 2020.
Right.
And they told the RNC, we don't work with you. We don't care what the Republican National Committee says. And so we're taking this step so that we can find a venue and a forum that is fair, and we can start that process now.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.